Happy, 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 happy.
I'm fantastic.
Happy, happy, happy. All right. Well, I got a cookie.
I put up here on the right day.
You sure did. And I'm going to share. And I'm going to share them if I can get them open. Do you want one? All right. Want one for each hand? Take another one. You can't eat just one, especially Oreos. Oreos are my favorite. Anything with chocolate is really. But have you? Huh? Oh, you can eat it. Yeah. When you ask your mother for a cookie, what does she say?
No.
No? Sometimes no.
My mom said maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Huh? No? Sometimes yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once in a while we do say yes to our kids. And sometimes no, and sometimes maybe, because maybe you asked right before you were getting ready to sit down to dinner, and she cooked all day, and she doesn't want you to waste any of your food, so she's going to say no, maybe, later, maybe, so, okay? So it's not like a yes, no answer, so there's always something. Then. So, but maybe your mom is saying maybe not right now because she knows what is best for you at that moment. She knows that you really don't want the cookie. You really want that food that's on your plate in front of you, right? That's what's the best for you. So that's what she wants to do. What is best for you? Did you know that the same thing is true about God when you pray to him? That sometimes he says yes right away. And then sometimes he says no, no, no. And then sometimes he says maybe, but not right now at this moment am I going to answer that prayer. But you need to know that God is doing that because he knows what is best for you. And you may be surprised to know that even God's most faithful servants sometimes got a no as an answer. And you guys may remember this story about Apostle Paul, who wrote about a time when God answered no to his prayer. In a letter he wrote to his friends in the church of Corinth, Paul told them that he had a physical problem, and he described it as a thorn in his side. Now, we don't know exactly what it was, but it must have hurt, because thorns hurt when they get in you. So he wanted God to take that pain away. And Paul told the people of Corinth, he said, I asked him not once, not twice, but three times, right, he did. He asked him three times, and God said, no, I will not request this prayer. And why do you think that was? Why do you think he said no? Huh? Well, yeah, but sometimes, huh? Well, yeah, at that time it wasn't something that God wanted to heal. He knew that Paul needed to suffer in order to understand what was going on in his life. So, even though when we pray to God, he does say yes, and he does say no, and then he does say maybe later on. And we just need to remember that God is doing whatever is best for us at that time. And nobody ate their cookies? I can't believe this. Nobody took a bite, huh? Yeah, you can.
The praise band would gladly take
we
a
like
pick.
Cookies. We what? Really like cookies, too.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we know that you love our children and want to know what is best for them. Help us remember that when we ask for something, that the answer, it may be no, and we need to understand why the no. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay. Oh, it's now Sunday.
Oh.